Getting beds and hearts talking every weekday afternoon.
At one with Catherine Boyle.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Now, you may not think this to look at him, but with his mane of curly hair and his bell-bottoms, you know, Artur Mir, our reporter this week, is a military man, which is why I thought he'd be just the man to join the 134 Bedford Squadron of the Air Cadets as they're put through their paces in Shortstown this afternoon. Tamir, better strap those bell-bottoms down, they'll interfere with your aerodynamics.
Well, I'm already kitted out, would you believe, Catherine, and I don't know if you can hear, but there are stakes going into the ground for a rope bridge assault course type thing that I will be tackling later. So I'm quite excited by that. It's been years since I've been in a uniform, and it's kind of scary and a little daunting.
Just fill us in about your background, Tamir, because, I mean, you were an air cadet and you took it further, didn't you?
I was in the ATC, and I was, you know, and I was hopefully going to go on to be a pilot, and it never happened. It's a long story, but I had a flying scholarship with the Royal Air Force. I had a sixth form scholarship, and unfortunately, due to events of September 11th, I had to sort of reassess my situation. But enough about that. We're not here to talk about me and to talk about my history. As much as I love flying, as much as I love being in the air and part of the ATC, I'm here with some younger people now, the next generation, let's say, of the Air Training Corps. And I'm joined by both Oliver Brown and Chris Wiggins, who are both sort of supervisors, let's say. Chris is a civilian instructor here. And we have Oliver Brown, who is the warrant officer, which is the highest ranking officer within the Air Cadets in the sort of NCO, which is the non-commissioned officer part. So we'll speak to you, Chris, first. You know, what's the history here? And can you tell us a little bit more about the Bedford Squadron here, the 134?
134 have been around in the Bedford area since 1939, when we were first set up as an Air Defence Cadet Corps squadron. A couple of years later, we became all the ADC squadrons became ATC squadrons, and we've been based on what is now former RAF Cardington since 1953.
Excellent, excellent. And have you got many, you know, cadets here? Do you get a lot of recruits?
We're currently parading around 35 cadets on a nightly basis.
35, now that's pretty good. Now, from my, you know, from my history, we only used to have 10, 15 people at our squadron. Now 35 is pretty impressive.
We are a particularly strong squadron. A lot of people know us. They remember our building. We're right in the shadows of the airship hangars at what used to be RAF Cardington. A lot of people know about us and drive past and will see us. We're a very proactive squadron, and as a result, we get a lot of cadets.
Excellent. And we can see those hangars here. And I must say, it's an absolutely beautiful day. I mean, I couldn't pick a better day to be climbing across a rope bridge, to be quite honest with you. But, I mean, what else? It says here as well that you guys were part of the Air Defence Cadet Corps as well. Is that right?
Yep, the Air Defence Cadet Corps were the predecessors to the Air Training Corps. They were around for a couple of years until they were formed into the ATC back in 1941. And so we actually predate the ATC that we're a part of.
Excellent, excellent. And now, what is this? Obviously, you're building this rope bridge here. That's not for us, by the way. So if you can hear those sirens, we're all safe. We're on military ground. But what is this in aid of? What are all the cadets training for here today?
We're training for the Winged Field Day, which is an exercise held every year between all the 31 squadrons in the area. And we're going to hopefully try and retain the five trophies we won last year.
Which were?
We won the overall Winged Field Day trophy, the Enterprise Trophy, the Drill Trophy, which is the one the cadets are particularly proud of.
And just tell us a little bit more about the Drill Trophy, because, I mean, I remember many cold, dreary nights outside being told, march, left, right.
It is, obviously, there is a lot of marching in the ATC. That is part and parcel of the Corps. It's the, obviously, being a uniformed organisation, that's part of it, but the cadets thoroughly enjoy doing that, and that's the one they take the most pride in, particularly at when they win the trophy.
Excellent. What other trophies were there? We didn't get the last two, was it?
We also won the one of our members of civilian staff also won a trophy for being awarded the best civilian instructor in the area, and we also won the public relations trophy for work we've done in the community.
So by far, probably the best squadron in the region.
It wouldn't be unfair to say that.
Excellent. And with me is Oliver Brown, who's going to tell us a bit more about the ATC and the activities that they offer here. Because it's not just about flying, is it? And it's not just about marching. You offer a lot more to the cadets.
Absolutely. The Air Training Corps is a youth organisation. affiliated with the Royal Air Force, and from that, that means we get to do the flying and the gliding, we get to do shooting, the cadets get to go away on overseas camps, but we do much more than that. We work in the community, we help out with church fetes, village fetes as much as we can, and we're basically preparing these people for life. We give them life skills, so it's more than just a military youth club. It's they get life skills as well, whether they have an idea of going into the forces in the future or whether they're looking to pursue a civilian career either.
Do you find that a lot of the cadets do actually want to go on into the forces? And I mean, what proportion of them would go on to the actual RAF rather than sort of the Army or the Navy or the Marines?
Okay, we actively promote all three forces. It's fair to say the majority of our cadets have aspirations to join the Royal Air Force in particular. And in recent years, we've had five or six of our cadets join the Royal Air Force full-time, either as commissioned officers or as airmen.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time, guys. We're going to leave it there because I can see that the rope bridge is going up. I'm going to have to go prepare myself and psych myself up, Catherine. So I'm going to leave it here with you now. We'll be talking to some of the cadets later, getting a bit of insight about what they do and, you know, how they feel about being here. As you can hear, there's some manicness going on here, so I'm going to leave you now and go prepare myself.
I can tell you're getting rather fired up, Tamir. Don't sprain anything, for goodness sake.
At One, with your part of Beds and Hearts.
At One.
On BBC Three Counties Radio.
Did you hear him mentioning that apparently they promote all three forces? The Army, Navy, the Air Force. But people tend to go into the Air Force. There's a lot of rivalry between the three arms of the forces, aren't there? Do you really believe they promote all three equally? 08459 455555 is the number to give us a call this afternoon.